Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Friday, September 30th. It was cool in Chicago. I was working the early morning shift at WGN. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes from the Chicago Police Department. This is the city, Chicago. More than 3 million people live here, and when they get hungry, we go to work. Lieutenant, good morning. What's happening? Well, let me turn your microphone on. There you go.
My first day wearing a jacket this morning. That's a sad day.
Well, you know, it's going to be 70 out in the sticks today, and a little warmer tomorrow, so don't worry. What's for breakfast?
Oh, yeah, well, this is a breakfast place. I went to the far, far south side down in Beverly to Sunrise at 10643 South Pulaski. 106. Did you even know there was 106 streets south?
Yes, I did.
And in District 22 and 2211, which is in Beverly, so that people who complain about me just saying the beats. And this was recommended by Maureen Gillen, who's sent me quite a few recommendations, actually. So, Maureen, keep them coming.
And again, the email for you?
BeatCopsGuide@gmail.com.
And that's the name of the lieutenant's book, The Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this place is only open early?
Yeah, only from 8 to 3. Actually, both of the places we're going to talk about are only open from 8 to 3. They're there for breakfast and lunch. And now Sunrise, though, has a very wide selection of waffles. You know, I don't usually go out just for waffles, but they have very good waffles. They have several different kinds, including the banana nut caramel waffles, which will make me want to go out for waffles more often, but
it's a little sweet.
Yeah, it's a little sweet. It's like having dessert for breakfast.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know,
yeah.
You know, waffles. I mean, the only thing I ever really had for waffles was the frozen waffles when my kids were little and they were teething. Those
little the ones you put in the toaster.
No. You give them to them frozen so that it numbs their gums.
Oh,
great parenting tip there for you young parents out there. If your kids are teething, give them frozen waffles.
So is this this place as the specialty of the house, the waffle, the breakfasts?
Well, yeah, it's mostly breakfast. They have great skillets, and the one I had was a special of the house was a steak, onions, and mushrooms.
That sounds like dinner.
Yeah, you can add cheese to it, and I'm a big skillet fan. I love when everything just gets thrown together in a ball, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so does my wife. She likes that, too.
Yeah, put eggs on top and...
Yeah, I got to have everything. I'm like a little kid. I need things separated on my plate.
Really?
You know what I mean? Yeah, I do.
It all gets mixed together in your tummy.
Though. I know. Thank you, Dad.
And they also have a Mexican food section. They have
really?
Yeah, section like if you want tacos or burritos for lunch, and this kind of dual menu because they serve it all. You can get it all day. Is great for people like me who eat breakfast at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And then go out with, like, my wife who eats lunch at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So, you know, you can get a little something for everybody there. For those of you on midnight, it's just a good place to go.
Yeah, you work the all-night shift.
I do, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, again, Sunrise is at 10643 South Pulaski.
Yeah, and Mickey Mouse pancakes for the kids. You know, they have them, they do the little Mickey Mouse shape to put, you know, faces on them.
Well, the boys and girls love that.
Yeah.
The Friday Food Police, that's you, Lieutenant. What did you discover this for? This is really a bakery place,
well,
right?
You know, I went there because I thought it was just a bakery, but it's a bakery and cafe. It's called Beverly Bakery and Cafe at 105. 528 Southwestern, still on beat 2211, which is a huge beat. I mean, if you think of a beat, it generally covers a neighborhood. There's usually between 6 and 12 in a district. And this beat covers like Pulaski to Western, 103rd to 115th. Basically, that means one car is assigned to that area.
Now that's that's a lot to do.
They get help from, you know, they get assist from other cars, but there's one car that's assigned to that beat on every shift. And that's a lot. That's a big area.
So you're talking, when you talk about a district, there are many beats within the district, right?
Right. Yeah,
within the police district.
Yeah, there's usually 9 to 12 beats in every district, and then, you know, five districts to an area. So
tell us about this place, the Beverly Bakery and Cafe.
Yeah, so I went there last Saturday when my day off got canceled, so I was patrolling the south side. But a weird thing happened to me. I went in there, and somebody said, "Hey, how you doing? You know, it's nice to see you." And I thought it was somebody that worked there, but it turned out to be a customer. That doesn't usually happen, where people just stop you on the street and say, "Hey, how you doing, officer? It's nice to see you."
Oh, so wait a minute. You were in uniform?
I was in uniform, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I went there. And so, yeah, it was a very nice crowd, very family-friendly. It was a Saturday morning, so it was pretty crowded on a Saturday morning.
By the way, everybody should be nice to the police.
Yeah, you would think, but...
Yeah, I mean, as I've said... Well, as I've said many times, you get 99.9% of those who serve and protect are fabulous individuals.
Yeah, starting this time of year, I get a lot of people being very nice to me, but they're usually under the age of 10 because I look like Santa Claus and they're trying to find their best behavior.
Whatever it takes.
So this place, it's a cafe, so they serve like a full breakfast and lunch menu and, you know, burgers and omelets. But they basically have a full bakery. So they have great donuts, the chocolate frosted donuts and the apple cinnamon were the two that I got.
Oh, apple cinnamon.
Don't tell my wife I got two donuts on Saturday morning.
I won't. Hope she's sleeping. This is the season for apple donuts.
Yeah, apple cinnamon donuts. You know, the fall is big time for it. I love trying them.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have crepes with blueberries, strawberries, or Nutella, which is suddenly a big thing.
And my kids loved Nutella. And there's this place on Michigan Avenue. I always see lines to get in there.
It's a Nutella cafe. Yeah. I've never understood the attraction.
Me either.
But then my kids won't eat peanut butter because you couldn't never bring it to school, so they're not.
Oh, because the allergy. Yeah. By the way, this, I think you may set the record for this Friday, most sugar in any of your restaurant reviews, both of these today. What else they have in this bakery?
Well, one of the things they have is they have a take and bake section. So you can buy pot pies, a tray of hash browns, to take home and bake. You can even get like a full tray of quiche for, you know, guys like Dave if he wants to bring it.
Do they have kale and quiche for Dave?
Kale and quiche, yeah.
Perfect.
a pot pie. That's another good fall item, isn't it?
Yeah, very, very good comfort food there to take home pot pies. That was a big thing we had a lot, but now my wife's gluten free, so she won't eat them. So she won't let me buy the big ones for myself. I have to, you know, get the little ones.
Yeah, do what I do. Go out back of the house near the dumpster and take your meals there.
turn the garage into a guide place.
By the way, you put ketchup on your hash browns?
I do put ketchup on my hash browns.
Yeah, me
not
too.
On my eggs. I don't understand people put ketchup on their eggs.
No, right. All right, so they have pot pies, hash browns, quiche. This sounds like a good spot.
Yeah, they have breakfast sandwiches. It's a huge menu for a kind of a little place. They have about 15 tables, maybe small tables, but lots of families. It's just nice people, very nice people, and they roast their own coffee too. They have a coffee roaster there, so the coffee was fantastic.
Sounds like a nice environment there at the Beverly Bakery and Cafe, 10528 Southwestern Avenue in Chicago.
Yeah.
News on the hour coming up from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Here comes some restaurant and food news first. What do you have there, Lieutenant?
Well, I love this story. You know, I don't think I've ever had Wagyu beef, but you know, Wagyu beef is the big, expensive, great, and one place you won't expect to find it is at Home Depot.
What?
Yeah,
but this is a Japanese beef,
right? It's a Japanese beef, but now shoppers will be able to buy steak dogs dragged through the garden at three Home Depot locations. And in Chicago and four in the suburbs. So it's a partnership between Fixin' Frank's and the hot dog stands. If you go to Home Depot and you're leaving, there's a little hot dog stands at the door. You can get hot dogs. But now they're upping their game to really high-end hot dogs. So
Home Depot for the hot dogs.
The one up by my house in Niles is going to get. So I was there yesterday checking, but they haven't started yet.
And we say drag through the garden. For people who don't know, that's everything, right?
Well, yeah, but in Chicago, you should know what drag through the garden is. I mean, if you don't know drag through the garden, you're not a real Chicagoan. But it means everything. Mm-hmm. Mustard, relish.
But no ketchup.
No ketchup.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's Home Depot. Three of them, anyway, have that.
Yeah.
Or they will, right?
Three in the city and four in the suburbs.
Okay. And I know you want to talk about... a little entertainment item today.
Yeah, it's a little off, food, although they have great popcorn at the Davis Theater up on Lincoln Avenue, and they're having their Massacre Movie Marathon, which is, it's been going on since I was a teenager, and the pandemic killed it for a while, but they're bringing it back. The 14 hours of horror classics and short films from local directors. The Davis Theater is one of the only old... one screen theaters still left, neighborhood theaters, and I've been going there since I was a little kid, so I love the Davis Theater.
It's amazing it's still around. Why would you want to go see this horror marathon? Don't you want to get away from your job, get away from work on your time off?
That's like a parody of my job. It's weird horror. It's, you know, it's over the top. You know?
Okay, I see.
You know,
I understand.
The teenage kids who think they're going to hide from the bad guy behind the wall of chainsaws, you know. That's a good idea.
Well, Lieutenant Haynes, have a good week. We'll look forward to the results of your investigation next Friday morning.
Hey,
let's be careful out here.